Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 3, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of leadership and management news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Healthcare Capital Advisors expands leadership team. Healthcare Capital Advisors has expanded its leadership team with the launch of a dedicated consulting practice led by Lisa Richardson, a seasoned behavioral healthcare executive. Lisa will be joined by a team of experts, including Leah Hendricks, Teresa McClure, Dr. Michelle Maloney, Aaron Kennedy, Michelle Santagata, Jessica Molina, and two more executives to be announced later. Together, they will offer fractional executive services, startup and turnaround strategy, sale preparation, and operational consulting to behavioral healthcare organizations and investors. Jacob Lynch, Managing Director at HCA, expressed confidence in the team's ability to help clients succeed in today's market. Lisa emphasized the importance of having a well-rounded team of experts to support organizations in scaling and sustaining their operations. The team also plans to donate a portion of its profits to several organizations close to their hearts. For more information, visit the Healthcare Capital Advisors website. Kensington Vanguard hires Roger Saylor as Vice President of National Commercial Business Development. Kensington Vanguard National Land Services welcomes Roger B. Saylor, Esquire, as Vice President of National Commercial Business Development. Saylor, with extensive experience in commercial title insurance, will lead Michigan operations from Detroit. Zach Marco also joins as National Senior Commercial Underwriting Counsel. Saylor aims to provide top-notch title and escrow services to Michigan's commercial real estate market and beyond. Brian Cooper, KV Co-CEO, highlights the company's growth in the Midwest, with recent expansions in Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, and now Michigan. Kensington Vanguard's three divisions cater to diverse clientele, offering services for commercial, residential, and 1031 exchange transactions. For more information, visit kvnational.com. Sun Life U.S. appoints Dr. Todd Gray as Chief Dental Officer. Sun Life U.S. has appointed Dr. Todd Gray as Chief Dental Officer for its dental business, including DentaQuest. Dr. Gray will focus on enhancing clinical strategy, quality oversight, and collaboration with dental providers. His experience spans over 20 years, with a focus on Medicaid and special populations. Dr. Gray aims to improve access to quality oral health care nationwide. Sun Life U.S. Dental, which includes DentaQuest, is dedicated to preventistry, emphasizing preventive care and expanded access. Sun Life manages dental benefits for approximately 35 million Americans and is the largest Medicaid and CHIP dental benefits administrator in the U.S. Sun Life is an international financial services organization with operations in multiple markets worldwide. For more information, visit sunlife.com. Beverly DeVore Wedding became the 2025 to 2026 president of the National Science Teaching Association. Beverly R. DeVore Wedding, PhD, has been named the 2025-2026 president of the National Science Teaching Association, NSTA, the largest professional organization dedicated to transforming science education. With over 25 years of experience in science education, DeVore Wedding's leadership and passion for inclusive education have been recognized by NSTA. Her extensive background includes teaching, curriculum development, and educational roles at various institutions. DeVore Wedding holds multiple degrees in science and education, along with certifications in teaching. She has been actively involved in various science education organizations and has a history of publishing articles and presenting at conferences. NSTA is excited to have DeVore Wedding lead the organization into its next chapter. HireLogic appoints Nicole Saunders to lead customer experience strategy. HireLogic, a leading provider of engagement software, has appointed Nicole Saunders to lead its customer experience strategy. With over 15 years of experience in community and customer marketing, Saunders will focus on helping organizations use community to strengthen customer relationships. At Higher Logic, she will shape how organizations leverage community for customer engagement and retention. CEO Rob Wenger praised Saunders for her expertise in turning customer relationships into long-term growth. Saunders will also represent Higher Logic externally through industry events and partnerships, shaping how the market approaches community-led growth. She will share more insights in an upcoming webinar on June 5th at 2 p.m. ET, discussing how to align community programs with customer advocacy strategies. CyrusOne appoints Krupal Raval as Chief Strategy Officer. CyrusOne, a global data center developer, announced Krupal Raval as its new Chief Strategy Officer. Raval, previously at Equinix, will lead development in the U.S. and drive collaborations with hyperscale customers. CEO Eric Schwartz praised Raval's industry experience and leadership. With over a dozen data centers under construction, Raval's strategic vision will accelerate growth. CyrusOne specializes in digital infrastructure solutions for hyperscale and enterprise companies, offering flexible and customized solutions to meet evolving digital needs.
Radial promotes Shauna Bowen to EVP, Chief Digital and Transformation Officer. Radial Inc., a BP Host Group company, has promoted Shauna Bowen to Executive Vice President, Chief Digital and Transformation Officer. Bowen, who previously served as SVP of Strategy and Transformation, will now oversee technology, product, and transformation at Radial. This promotion follows the planned retirement of Chief Technology Officer Jim French. Under Bowen's leadership, Radial Fast Track Fulfillment Solution has been adopted by 7 modern brands since its launch in March, providing a high-performing, low-friction way to scale fulfillment in a volatile market. CEO Tom Schmidt praised Bowen's bold leadership and vision, stating that she is reshaping client expectations from a 3PL partner. With digital transformation more critical than ever, Radial is poised to drive the next wave of e-commerce excellence under Bowen's leadership.
SurgeMate appoints Elisa Vaughn as Chief Operating Officer. SurgeMate, a leading provider of surgical coordination and scheduling software, has appointed Elisa Vaughn as Chief Operating Officer. In this role, Vaughn will enhance the customer experience across SurgeMate's business lines, including surgical scheduling and patient access. With over 15 years of healthcare operations experience, Vaughn's leadership will support strategic growth initiatives. CEO Craig Brown looks forward to partnering with Vaughn to maximize value delivery and scale solutions that set a new standard for surgical care. SurgeMate aims to increase volume, reduce cancellations, and achieve sustainable growth for surgical practices in the U.S.
CareMex appoints Brian Flaherty as Chief Commercial Officer. CareMex, a leading technology-enabled services company, has appointed Brian Flaherty as Chief Commercial Officer. Flaherty will oversee the company's commercial strategy, working with pharmaceutical manufacturers, providers, and internal teams to expand patient support capabilities. With over 20 years of leadership experience in healthcare, Flaherty joins CareMex from Cardinal Health's Specialty Network Solutions Division. As part of this transition, Shabir Ahmed will now serve as Chief Growth Officer. Flaherty's appointment reflects CareMex's commitment to leadership in patient access and technology, delivering efficient solutions for patients and providers. CareMex is dedicated to improving patient access to specialty medications, serving over 80 brands. Learn more at CareMedX.com.
Bradley names Deborah Kazan Office Managing Partner in Atlanta. Bradley Arendt Bolt Cummings LLP has named Deborah Kazan as the new Atlanta office managing partner, succeeding Sidney S. Welch. Kazan, with over 20 years of experience in construction law, aims to continue the office's growth trajectory. Since its opening in May 2023, the Atlanta office has expanded from 20 attorneys to over 60, becoming the third largest location in the firm. Bradley's strong performance in 2024, with double-digit revenue and net income increases, is attributed to strategic growth and investments. With offices across several states, Bradley's 700-plus lawyers serve clients in various industries, offering top-tier legal services and expertise.
Trilliad appoints Matt Nager as Chief Solutions Officer. Trilliad has appointed Matt Nager as its new Chief Solutions Officer, bringing nearly 30 years of experience in advertising, B2B marketing, and technology services. Nager will lead Trilliad's solutions strategy, shaping offerings that drive business transformation. His appointment highlights Trilliad's commitment to innovation and delivering results. Nager's expertise in client leadership, technology development, and strategic consulting will support Trilliad's vision. CEO Craig Dempster expressed excitement about Nager's leadership, emphasizing his industry foresight. Nager is eager to help clients solve challenges and drive connected growth at Trilliad. His appointment signifies Trilliad's evolution as a partner for leading brands seeking tech-forward growth solutions. Bruce A. Watterson joins PPAC Private Bank and Trust. Bruce A. Watterson has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust as a senior managing director, managing group director in the commercial banking division. With over 40 years of banking experience, Bruce previously worked at Flagstar Bank and Citigroup Private Bank. He holds a degree in finance and accounting from Pace University and is involved in various Long Island community organizations. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the bank's holding company, offers client-centric banking solutions with assets of $7.1 billion. PPAC Private Bank and Trust provides wealth management, investment banking, and personal banking services, focusing on client service and innovative solutions.
WTW appoints Eric McMurray as Chairman, Health, Wealth, and Career, and Ann Pullum as Global Leader of Health and Benefits Business. Towers Watson, a WTW business, announced the appointment of Eric McMurray as Chairman, Health, Wealth, and Career effective July 1st. McMurray will support M&A readiness, strategy execution, client growth, and senior leadership development. Ann Pullum will succeed McMurray as the global leader of the health and benefits business while continuing her role as co-head of corporate development. Julie Gebauer, president of Health, Wealth, and Career, praised McMurray's leadership and expressed confidence in Pullum's ability to build on past successes. WTW, providing data-driven solutions in people, risk, and capital, aims to bring vital healthcare coverage and benefits to more people worldwide. CyrusOne appoints Krupal Raval as Chief Strategy Officer. CyrusOne, a global data center developer and operator, has appointed Krupal Raval as Executive Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer. Raval will lead the company's development program and engage with hyperscale customers. With experience at Equinix and Digital Realty, Raval brings industry expertise to CyrusOne. CEO Eric Schwartz believes Raval's leadership will accelerate growth and enhance market position. CyrusOne operates over 55 data centers worldwide, offering tailored solutions for hyperscale and enterprise companies. For more information, visit CyrusOne.com. Advizon appoints Clark Richards as Vice President of Client Success. Advizon, a comprehensive technology platform for financial advisors, has appointed Clark Richards as Vice President of Client Success. Richards will lead client-facing teams, emphasizing excellence in customer service. With over 14 years of experience in client relationship management, Richards' leadership will support Advizon's commitment to seamless user experiences. His background includes roles at Envestnet, Tamarack, and Juniper Square, focusing on client retention and growth strategies. Advizon's CEO, Halen Lee, is excited to welcome Richards, noting his alignment with the company's mission. Advizon's dedication to client service has been recognized by American Banker, naming them one of the best places to work in FinTech 2025. Lane 42 Investment Partners announces senior leadership team. Lane 42 Investment Partners, LLC, has announced additional members of its senior leadership team, including Cass Traub, Anna Spector, Alexis Otto, and Donald Long. These executives will work alongside founder and CEO Scott Graves to build and scale the Lane 42 platform. Cass Traub, based in Santa Monica, brings experience from Oaktree Capital Management. Anna Spector, based in New York, has a background in compliance at CVC and KKR. Alexis Otto, also in New York, has expertise in fundraising from Oaktree Capital Management. Donna Long, based in Santa Monica, will oversee operations, technology, and data capabilities. Lane 42 Investment Partners focuses on capturing opportunities in public and private markets, led by Scott L. Graves, with a $2 billion capital commitment. Learn more at lane42.com. Cabot appoints Matthew Wood as SVP and President, Reinforcement Materials Segment. Cabot Corporation announced that Bart Kalkstein, president of the Reinforcement Materials Segment, will retire in January 2026. Matthew Wood will take over as SVP and president of the segment effective June 15, 2025. Kalkstein, who joined Cabot in 2005, has been crucial in driving the segment's financial performance and operational excellence. Wood, who joined Cabot in 2010, has a strong background in commercial, marketing, and strategy roles. Cabot's CEO, Sean Keohane, expressed confidence in Wood's ability to lead the reinforcement materials team and drive growth for the company in the future. Cabot Corporation is a global specialty chemicals and performance materials company based in Boston, Massachusetts, known for providing a wide range of innovative products.
APUS appoints Dr. Nicholas Wernicke as Dean for the School of Arts, Humanities, and Education. American Public University System has appointed Dr. Nicholas Wernicke as the Dean of its Arts, Humanities, and Education School, effective as of May 22. Dr. Wernicke brings extensive academic leadership and workforce development experience to this role. Dr. Elizabeth Johnson, Provost at APUS, expressed excitement about Dr. Wernicke's appointment, citing his strong academic operations and academic affairs background. Dr. Wernicke has held leadership roles at several liberal arts colleges, including Santa Fe Community College and Albright College. He holds a PhD in philosophical and theological studies from Drew University. Dr. Wernicke's appointment follows the service of Dr. Michelle Newman as interim dean. For more information, visit the university's website.
TRP Infrastructure Services, an Arlington Capital Partners portfolio company, appoints Andrew Liebert as CEO. TRP Infrastructure Services, a leading provider of safety-critical roadway marking and traffic control solutions, has appointed Andrew Liebert as CEO. Co-founder Rod Peckerney will remain as senior advisor. TRP is a portfolio company of Arlington Capital Partners, specializing in government-regulated industries. Liebert brings over two decades of experience in highway construction and traffic safety. He will lead growth initiatives and evolve TRP's offerings. Arlington's managing partner, Michael Lustbader, praised TRP's excellence and confidence in Liebert's leadership. Liebert's previous roles include CCO of Colony Hardware and Executive VP of Aramco. TRP serves Texas and the Southeast with pavement marking and traffic control services. For more information, visit infrastructure.com. Jab Insurance names Jin Chang as partner. Jab Insurance has named Jin Chang as a partner, bringing over 30 years of insurance experience. Chang was previously Senior Vice President of Finance at Athene, Apollo Global Management's U.S. insurance and retirement business. The firm has also added three new executives and appointed four independent directors to its board. Anant Bala, Senior Partner and Chief Investment Officer of Jab, expressed excitement about the new additions, emphasizing the focus on creating a differentiated value proposition for stakeholders. With recent acquisitions and a strong team in place, Jab Insurance is poised to be a key player in the U.S. insurance market.
Qlik appoints Brian Hamill as Chief Revenue Officer. Qlik, a global leader in data integration, quality analytics, and artificial intelligence, has appointed Brian Hamill as Chief Revenue Officer. Hamill brings over 25 years of leadership experience from companies like IBM, Lenovo, Oracle, and Veritas. His focus will be on meeting the surging demand for enterprise solutions that turn data and AI into trusted decisions. Hamill's appointment comes at a pivotal moment as enterprises transition from AI experimentation to real-world impact. This move accelerates Qlik's growth, solidifying its position as a leader in data-to-decision execution. With a track record of aligning sales strategy with customer needs, Hamill is well-positioned to lead Qlik's global expansion in the era of enterprise AI.
Intermedia Group of Companies appoints David Nuremberg as Vice President Digital. Intermedia Group of Companies has appointed David Nuremberg as Senior Vice President Digital to lead in connected TV, programmatic advertising, and AI-powered media strategy, with CTV advertising spend projected to surpass $40 billion in 2025. Nuremberg's expertise will modernize media buying and analytics operations through advanced AI integration. His goal is to unify linear and digital media strategy by implementing an agency-wide AI orchestration layer, revolutionizing TV planning, buying, and measurement processes. Nuremberg's appointment signifies a new era for Intermedia, bringing a focus on innovation and client empowerment in the evolving media landscape. For more information about Intermedia Group of Companies, visit their website at im.agency. Q&A with Gregory Vetter, author of Undress, The Unfiltered Story of My Failed American Dream and How It Led to Success. Gregory Vetter, author of Undressed, The Unfiltered Story of My Failed American Dream and How It Led to Success, is a transformative figure who has guided various enterprises as a founder CEO. His mission is to galvanize the leaders of tomorrow. Greg is a recognized expert on leadership, change management, and innovation. He has been featured in media outlets like Washington Post, Fox News, and Forbes. Greg's three career advice pieces for young leaders: take risks, trust your instincts, and speak your mind. He effectively manages multiple ventures with a dedicated team, including family members. Greg finds fulfillment in helping others achieve their dreams and values work-life integration. For budding authors, his advice is to follow instincts and be bold. Greg's legacy goal is to show his kids the importance of unwavering focus and determination. A little known fact about Greg is his talent for art, which he has been nurturing for several years.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.